While for most this Easter Sunday is a reminder of their Christian faith and cause for celebration, there are many Christians around the world who actually fear this day because of the acts of violence and terror against Christians that it provokes. While last Sunday's Palm Sunday church bombings in Egypt perpetrated by ISIS may be thought of as a new tactic by that radical Islamic group, it's in fact a continuation of persecution Christians in Muslim countries have long been experiencing. With us now is a film documentary producer and human rights attorney whose latest work brings the reality and facts about modern-day Christian persecution into the light that it needs. Here to discuss her film, it's called Faith Keepers, is Paula Queskin. Thanks for being here today, Paula.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
And the website, learn more about Faith Keepers, see the trailer, and more probably above and beyond that, spread the word and bring it to as many people as possible as faithkeepers.clarionproject.org. And yes, we do have the link over to our website. And Paula, the title is very, very telling of the story when you say Faith Keepers, because certainly the people who you focus on in this film are indeed just that, aren't they?
Absolutely. I think the images coming out of Egypt last week were just horrifying and were a reminder that these individuals and groups are at the front lines of an ideological system that is trying to wipe them out, that doesn't believe in what they stand for, and actually has their view set on Christianity and other religions all over the world. But Coptic Christians and other Middle East Christians are on the front lines, and so they are the ones keeping the faith in that sense.
In those churches, too, and I'm assuming this is kind of in revelation about how Christian churches are thought of throughout the Islamic world. The security is very poor, even though I believe it was the week before a failed bomb attack at one of the churches took place, and security wasn't ratcheted up in any way, shape, or form. Metal detectors don't work. There's a token show of police force, and even that token showing is weak at best. Is that pretty much a barometer of how this issue is treated within the Islamic world?
I think so. I mean, certainly what's telling is that Christianity and other religions, Judaism and whatnot, are not able to be practiced openly in many parts of the Muslim world. And so that's number one. I mean, in Saudi Arabia, Christmas isn't allowed, you know, and in Iran, certain Christian minorities are protected, but others are not. And this is just the norm. Then you see in countries like Pakistan, where there are Christian communities who are often targeted for violence and whose places of worship are burnt or destroyed, or whose individuals are targeted for humiliation or violence. And maybe it's not exactly legal, but certainly the government turns the other cheek, looks away, and in many senses sanctions the violence. So this is, yes, unfortunately, this is a standard that's happening all over.
Then when you add to the fact that ISIS has now embraced this concept of anti-Christianity, it was bad enough when you had legitimate governments giving the back of the hand to any faith, any non-Muslim faith. And now with ISIS and the way that they are able to recruit people who, by every sense of the measure, blend into the population, this just adds to what is really a modern-day genocide.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you bring up ISIS, and that's incredibly important. I mean, what ISIS has done in northern Iraq and in parts of Syria is effectively start a Christian genocide. And, you know, just the numbers that we've seen of Christians who have been killed or have been displaced from their homes by ISIS and who remain displaced from their homes is shocking. There were hundreds of thousands of Christians in Iraq for centuries, and those numbers have dwindled and continue to do so. And you're right, so it is an ideology. It's perpetuated by ISIS, but it is perpetuated in many parts of the Muslim world, perhaps not on the same scale of violence and perhaps not reaching the same level of genocide, but certainly by treating Christians as second- or third-class citizens and denying and depriving them of their rights.
Talking about Paula Queskin, film producer, human rights attorney. Her latest work is Faith Keepers, which you can see at faithkeepers.clarionproject.org. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And just for you listening, to explain the degree by which a Christian genocide has been taking place in Muslim countries. 1915, Christians made up 20% of the Middle East population. And last known stats are now 2015, only 5% of the Middle East are Christians. And over the span of from that day to now, those numbers are without a doubt less. There's no longer a single Christian church standing in Saudi Arabia. If you're caught smuggling a Bible into that country, that's an instant death penalty. And that's a country we consider to be a friend of ours, Paula. So what are our enemies doing?
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. I mean, I think that's something that we really need to grapple with in the United States, a bit of the hypocrisy, where we are friendly with some of these countries and where, religious freedom does not exist at all. I mentioned Iran before, what the Obama administration did in terms of creating a deal with Iran, where Iran, still has the death penalty for blasphemy, still persecutes Christians constantly, I mean, among other varied human rights abuses. So, I mean, I'm waiting for the Christian community in the United States to really wake up, to be infuriated by these issues, to demand of their elected officials that they won't stand for this. And that's why we made the documentary. We're doing a nationwide screening campaign on May 23rd, where we're hoping that all churches across the country will get excited and show the film. It's an hour-long documentary at their church, and then be inspired to take action. The Christians in the Middle East and all over the world are really wondering, where are their brothers and sisters and why they have not been speaking up more fervently on their behalf.
Time after time, I've seen this. If I post a story on our Facebook page about one of these instances of the Palm Sunday bombings and the Christian persecution, there's an unfortunate number of ignorant individuals who say, well, think of over the span of time, all the violence and the deaths caused by Christians. They always refer back to
When the Crusades?
The Crusades. I drew a blank all of a sudden, but what they forget about is the history of the Crusades. It was a response to the anarchy and the horrors created by the overtaking of Eastern and Western Europe by the Ottoman Empire and the Muslims back in those days.
That's interesting. I actually don't know about that history so well, but I do think that it's important to connect the dots and see that there really is a dire situation for Christians today, regardless of the past. Although you bring up is important because many of these Christian communities in the Middle East, this isn't their first genocide. It's the 10th or the 20th.
Right.
I mean, Coptic Christians in Egypt, for example, have experienced this kind of violence and persecution for decades. Now with ISIS, it's ramping up again. And while the president of Egypt has said he'll take steps to protect the community, I think you bring up a good point, which is, where was the security? And this Sunday's Easter celebrations, they've already decided not to have the full, robust celebrations. They're going to have more smaller type mass and moments for families to come together. And I think that's really devastating. What does that say? After a terrorist attack, people are pulling back their celebrations and they're going underground. I mean, this is really a call for us to take action.
Just think that you listening right now, imagine here in the United States, Easter Sunday, and you had to fear practicing your faith. I would kind of hope you would want to fight rather than surrender. And at least in this country, there'd be strength in numbers. In the countries that Paula spotlights in Faith Keepers, they are certainly the minority, but they have the equal right, God-given right, to practice their faith and to proclaim their love of God. And they are being not just prevented, but threatened with death for doing that. So when you go over to faithkeepers.clarionproject.org, watch the trailer, find out the various means by which you can encourage your church, community center, place of worship to bring this information, these real, true-life horror stories that Paula brings to the surface in Faith Keepers, to as many people as possible, and join forces to bring an end to what is a Christian persecution around the world that's taking place each and every day. Faithkeepers.clarionproject.org, produced by Paula Queskin. And Paula, thanks so much for being here and for the work that you do and the difference that you make.
Thank you.